Let's talk about work and life and everything in between. Welcome to the Bench Talk Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Jackie Mitchell from Jackie Mitchell Career Consulting. Here on Bench Talk, you'll be part of the conversation with women just like us who are all about living big, living bold, taking strategic and big action, and being successful. This episode is a recording of my JMCC Live that I did on satisfaction, fulfillment, and change. I wanted to bring this into Bench Talk because it's a topic that I get a lot of questions on. So included in this episode, I have a quick exercise that I want you to do. Ready to dive in? Grab a pen and paper or open your notes and let's get started. Talking about satisfaction, fulfillment, and change. And under that umbrella, I thought it would be a really great idea to highlight a few things that, a lot of things that has been happening, not in just this past week, or this past month, or this past year. I just noticed the conversations that I have been having with people who reach out to me, who are not my clients, people who reach out to me with the questions that they have, very tactical questions regarding their resume because they may be a job seeker, or regarding situations or challenges that they're having in the workplace and they're looking to level up or, you know, work better with their manager or their team, or wanting some guidance on how to transition to other roles, just wanting guidance and things like that, and feeling stuck and unsure of what to do and how to do it. So I think for me, what I feel is different about me and what I do is I combine several different aspects in my practice, in my process with the clients that I work with. And for those who are new to me, hi, I'm Jackie Mitchell. I am a career and life coach. And I think every week I say it makes a difference. So I throw that in there so that you guys can understand. But this week I'm going to explain why and how, and specifically how that is, and give you some hands-on things to do so that it kind of open your mind and your point of view on your career and how you approach your career and things to do in that manner. So with me, I particularly work with professional women who are looking to level up, and their leveling up could look several different ways. One may be they're looking to secure a new position, typically up leveling that way, or they're looking to move from one position to another within the same company, within a company that they're in, or externally. So it may all kind of sound the same, but they're looking to level up into a new position. A lot of people will consider that job seeking. I don't necessarily call it that, looking for your next ideal opportunity. So what I do is I help them prepare for that, because there is a lot of preparation that surrounds getting to that next level, and whatever that next level is for you. You'll hear me talk about success very often, and everyone defines that very differently for themselves. They'll define it very differently. But the principle behind what I do, regardless of how you work with me, it is all the same. This is something that I've taken from my years as a project program manager at an executive level, and have implemented that, learned how to implement those principles, believe it or not, project management principles, into my career and treating my career as a business. And I'm the CEO, CMO, CIO, CTO, all of the C-suite. That's who I am, rolled up in navigating my career and getting me to the levels that I want to get to and the levels that I have gotten to. So I started my career as a business analyst, a systems analyst, actually, very technical, and I've moved my way through project management, ultimately program management, really portfolio management in mergers and acquisitions in the IT space. So I've been doing that for over, in totality, over 20 years, if I look at my career as a whole. And what I decided to do, and just kind of fast forwarding it, what I decided to do is to help others get to their next level, right? And be to them what I needed for me in making those transitions and in getting to those next level. And so what I do that's a little bit different, it's so much more than resume, because I will get voicemails, IMs, DMs, all sorts of messages on all social platforms and an email about resume. And my first response, because I don't have a lot of information that they're giving, my first response in my head, it's like a lot of people don't realize it's not the resume. Then I'll also get inquiries a lot lately regarding interviewing. And I think I'm going to do something on that in the next week or so. But people not landing the job, you know, not getting the interview, or getting the interview but not getting the offer. That has been happening a lot. And I've had several people reach out, more than several people reach out to me over the past 2 weeks in particular regarding that issue. Problem is, I can only give a generalized response to that, because I literally have to know the variables around it, the nuances with your particular situation, in order to provide you specifics to your specific situation for you now to take that and implement. So that's when I work with my clients. We deep dive into all of that. So all of that being said, bringing that to the topic we have, I know it sounds a little choppy, but bringing that to the topic of today, it's so much more than resume, interview style, a LinkedIn profile. All of those things matter. But what we tend to do is that we don't necessarily keep in mind the things that we truly, truly want. And when we do think about the things that we want, one of the best things to think about in thinking about the things that we want is, why do we want them? Not how we're going to get them, because that will drive you crazy. But if you start to think about why you want certain things, so let's say a house, for instance, I want a house because I want to feel, what is that? Secure, security is probably one of the biggest things, right? But if you just think, I don't have this off the top of my head, but if you just think about certain things that you want, what I have my clients do is to take that a step back, go take a step back and think about, why do you want those things? We don't talk about the hows, because that comes, but why do you want those things? And it translates into feelings. It's, I want these things because I believe it will make me feel a certain way. Perfect. So that's where we start. What are the feelings that you have? Because we can easily, and I see coaches do this, jump into giving templates, giving this, giving that, resume templates. This is how you need to do your resume. This is how you need to, questions you need to ask in an interview, and all of that good stuff. It has its place. But before you get there, you have to ask yourself, why do I want this particular role? Why do I want to be at this particular level? What is it in having that? What is it that I would feel, right? And so bringing that to today's conversation with satisfaction, fulfillment, and change, it's all about feelings and how do you, what is it that you want to feel? So we're going to get into the exercise, but it's really honestly about satisfaction. Because if you're looking to move from one place to another, 9 times out of 10, it's because you're less than satisfied with where you are, and that's okay. Or you're less than fulfilled with where you are, and that's okay. And ultimately, you want a change, and that's okay. thing I want you to remember and think about doesn't necessarily mean that I need to go somewhere else to feel those things. Not all the time. And so in working with my clients, we talk about that. You know, I jump into that first, one of the first things before it's let's go look at different job descriptions. Let's go look at different companies to see what's out there and just go kind of go crazy in this wild world of opportunities. You really have to know what you want and why you want those things. Because what has happened with many of my clients, probably all of them so far, they will say they want a certain role or they want a certain salary or they want to work with a certain company. And when we do the work and I start digging and asking the questions, that makes them uncomfortable because, yes, I will make you uncomfortable to get to what you really want or what the truth is. And you have to be ready for that. Everyone is not ready for that. I don't stay at that level. This, you know, superficial level is what I would call it. We go deeper because once you go deeper and work a little bit deeper, it's much more lasting. The results are much more lasting. If you're very superficial about what you want in another, in your next opportunity, 9 times out of 10, let's say 8 times out of 10, those opportunities will not last for you. You'll begin to feel unsatisfied again, unfulfilled. All of those things are going to come back and you're going to want to change. And it's going to be a never-ending cycle. Because you're not satisfied. Now, there's a difference between that and growth, where you've outgrown where you are, and now it's time to move to the next level. Very different from someone cycling in the same repeatable pattern of, I'm not satisfied here, this is not satisfying to me, I'm unhappy here, I'm unhappy here, as opposed to someone who, I'm happy with what I'm doing, but I know I can do more. Let me up level. Does that make sense to you guys? So that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to dive into that. And what my goal really for those people who are in that position where they feel not satisfied, where they're not satisfied and they're feeling unfulfilled, is I want you to be fulfilled this time next year. And how do you get there? It's not running out looking for a new job. It's not running out looking for new opportunities or running out and saying, I need to get a resume writer. I need to write, you know, update my resume. Has nothing to do with that. It's all internal. And a lot of us don't want to do that work. It sounds, sometimes people will say it sounds crazy or why do I have to do it? Because that helps you to uncover what you truly want. And I think I said this in one of the last lives that we are in our heads so much that we make up all these stories and all these grandiose things that cannot be done because we're in our heads. When you write them down, have them on paper, now you can see what is what and what's real, right? And I will continue to say that. My clients will tell you they are consistently writing. You know, I am consistently giving them homework to do that introspection because without doing that, anything that we work on is superficial. They will have, you know, what everyone's calling these aha moments. And from there, from those depths is now when we can now say, all right, let's push this a little further. Let's have those stretch goals. Let me help move you out of your comfort zone to get you to where there is some satisfaction and you're off that hamster wheel of in and out of different positions because you can't find your happiness, you can't find your joy or your bliss, right? One of the ways to do that, this is a simple exercise, and I said bring your pen and paper. If you don't have one, you could do it later or grab the closest thing to you. You could grab a sticky note or what have you, but I literally did this yesterday. This is a very shortened version. Extremely shortened version because I did this with one of my clients and it was literally on one of, you know, regular 8.5 by 5 sheet of paper. So what you do is you literally take a sheet of paper and a pen. You take a sheet of paper, you fold it in half. We're like in class. You fold that paper in half. I just took a notepad paper, fold it in half. The purpose of this exercise is to help you put on paper, write down the things that you're actually doing and the things that you want to feel. And there's some ahas that come from this. And after we go through the exercise, I'll tell you some of the things for me. And maybe as we're doing this, you can do it even with a scratch sheet of paper. It doesn't matter. But get a sheet of paper, fold it in half. Left side of your paper, at the top of that, you're going to write emotion. Right side of the paper, you're going to write activity or activities. So this is what I want you to do. Don't think too hard about it, too long about it. It's really quick and easy for this exercise and for the purpose of what we're doing. Emotion and feelings, I'm going to say, are the same thing. Kind of not the same, but for the purpose of this, I do know what I'm talking about, but for the purpose of this, to keep it really simple and simplified, we're going to start with emotion on the left side of the paper, right? And so we've all been through so much in this past year, whether it has just been COVID related and just everything around that, being locked in and just everything around that and everything else, because on top of our lives and daily lives, we had that. And it has been impactful. And a lot of people have done some introspection and some people have not. This is some introspection. And you can use this in your personal life and you can use this for professional. For the purposes of this, I want you to use it for both, but kind of lean more to professional, but use it for both. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to, like I said, on the left side, write down the word emotion. And I want you to list at least 5 things. You can list more, but every emotion and feeling that you want to feel, good feeling emotions, those are the things that you want to list on the left side of the paper. Good feeling emotions. So I am going to be very transparent and let you know what I wrote on my left side. I don't know if I'm going to tell you what I write on the right side. I haven't decided on that yet. But on my left side, emotions that I want to feel or am feeling, or just good feeling emotions that I want to feel. And I want to feel them often. So I have love, ease, peace, joy, satisfied or satisfaction, happy, ecstasy, accepted. And that kind of is like, I don't really know about that one, but that's what came to mind. So I'm not going to judge it. I just wrote those down. So quickly take a minute or less than a minute and just write those things, write yours down. What's for you as far as good feelings that you want to feel. These are things that when you wake up, it would be, oh my gosh, I feel at peace. I feel joy. I feel happy. I feel ecstatic. Oh, that's the word that I should have put on here. You know, ease. Ease is a big one. Love, typically, when I do this with my clients, is typically in the top 3. Right? Ease is typically in the top 3. Peace is typically like number 1 or something like that, very close to the top. So there's no judgment. It's all about what you want. I see you guys joined. It's all about what you want, right? And so left side, emotions. Right side, it's a little bit different. On the right side, you're going to write down activity or activities. What I want you to do, and so we're going to box this in. Typically, I would just have my clients just write all activities. However, for the purposes of this, because you can do this later, tomorrow, next week, come back to it again, do another one. But this is something that you should do on a regular basis. So on the right side, if you think about the last, let's say the last 2 weeks or even the last month, not the last day, you want something a little bit more than that, but at least the last 2 weeks of the last month, write down all of the activities, whether personal or professional, that you're involved in. Responsibilities that you have to take on, things that you have to do. And for managers, I think this is a really good exercise if you are working with your team, and I'll tell you why afterwards. So somebody remind me of that. But you want to list the you want to list down the activities. Guys, I can tell you right now we are going to go over because I really want to get through this. It's a lot of information and I think it's a really good exercise to do to help you ground yourself, understand yourself a little bit better, and actually take this and do other things. And we're going to get to that. So on the right hand side, mine was a little bit all over the place, right? And I'll share it. I will be completely vulnerable. This is me, Jackie, just Jackie. So on my right hand side, oh, a thing you have to remember, you don't have to have equal numbers on equal lists, equal numbers on each side. It's whatever you want. So on your left side for emotions, you could have one or two things. That's you. On the right side for activity, it could be one or two things. But think about activities that you've been involved in the past 2 weeks or the past month. It could be volunteering. It can be taking care of kids. It can be going to the supermarket, cleaning, having meetings, you know, writing emails, those types of things. And if you really want to get granular, do, you know, write out the things that you're doing at work, which I kind of want you to do. And then add some personal items in there as well, you know? So activities, going to the gym, creating ads, cleaning, paying bills, working with clients, yard work, follow up, da 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 da. That's mine. What I want you to do now, look on the left side for emotions that you want to feel. Here is the kicker, and this was an eye-opener for me when I did this last year. A hell of a lot has changed, right? So what you do is on the left side with emotion, for every emotion that you have there, look at that emotion or feeling, and can you identify an activity that you've written down that brings out that emotion for you? So those of you who are in it, who have done that, or if you're mentally doing it, which I really want you to write it down, really want you to write it down. But those of you who have started it or have done this on Instagram, put a 1 in the comments if you've done it or are going to. If you are going to do it, put a 2. If you've done it or doing it now, put a 1 in the comments. And on Facebook, same thing. If you have done it, put a 1. If you are going to do it, put a 2. If you've not yet, that's totally okay. But it's something I really want you to do and look at. Because we're going to talk about me right now. I'm going to tell you what my situation is. So as I did this, I noticed that I have 8 items. Emotions listed on the left side. I could have more activities, but I chose to just, for the purpose of this exercise, keep them pretty short. I have 6 activities on the right hand side. You can have from the left side to the right side, you can have many to one, 1-to-1, 1-to-many. Very interesting. Because when you do this, what jumps out at me and what jumps out of the paper, there are things that last year it was so different. It was really eye-opening. And when I say that, I have on the activity, I do have items pointing to the emotions that they elicit. So interestingly enough, paying bills, I wrote, you know, I put a line to it, satisfied. I put a line to, just the one line that says satisfied. I'm satisfied when I pay my bills. Okay, fine. I'm good. You know, it sounds trivial, but okay, yeah, I'm good with doing that. Cleaning. For me, it brings me peace. Like, I am totally in a zone. I zone out. I can think about whatever I want to think about. It's not cleaning in a rage. It's just literally just cleaning up, and I'm just like, cleaning, and then some great ideas come to me from that. Another one, working with clients. I have satisfied, happy, love, joy, all of those things, because that's something that I love to do. I love working with my clients. I love, love, love working with my clients because they say that I pour into them. They pour into me in watching them get their aha moments and have their transformations, it just, selfishly for me, it builds me and helps me so that I can help them even more. So it's, we have this cycle that is just a love cycle. It's just amazing. And so then there are things on this activity list that has nothing pointing or no emotion pointing to it on the activity list. What that tells me, those are things that I do not particularly enjoy doing. And to be honest, those are things that I do not want to do. So what do? Because there are times when you have to do certain things. So I'm not saying that you should not do anything that does not elicit joy or elicit love, but be very particular and it's kind of subjective, right? There are things on here related to business activities that I don't want to do. What does that tell me? I need to delegate these things, right? Because I would rather spend my time doing things that make me happy, that elicits that happy feeling, times doing things that brings me joy, that brings me peace, that are easy or brings ease. A lot of people would say, oh, that's, you're living in la la land. Well, after this past year and with everything that we have going on and being busy, this is an exercise to help you really take stock in what it is you're doing and how you're feeling, because we don't like to feel. Really, we don't like to feel. Why is it that we don't like to feel? Because a lot of times we attach the word feeling or being emotional to something negative. I didn't write anything negative on this paper. And that's the purpose of this. It's to find what are those good feelings that I want to feel? What are the activities that I can do to help elicit those feelings and bring those feelings out? So now if you think about work, let's bring this to your career and work. If you have a list of things on there, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to attach to love and all of those things, but just good feelings that you want to feel as you're doing work. That's something I need to put a pin in because I want to talk about that. You should feel good in doing things that you love to do. Like I said, there may be items on your list that you don't want to do. And for managers out there, this is a really good exercise for you in learning how to delegate, in learning how to keep and find your joy and your peace. Yes, there are things that you are not necessarily going to want to do, but sometimes it's looking at those items that you cannot delegate, but now finding joy in it. What part of this can I do that will bring me joy because now I'm learning something new? Or it's just in reframing how you're doing those activities. But this is a really good exercise when you want to see, you want to take stock. Okay, right now I am so unfulfilled. Why is that? Full transparency. Last month I was, aside from my clients, totally unsatisfied. And I spoke to one of my coaches and she was like, with the personality that you have, you really need to find three things every day that bring satisfaction. Do three things every day that bring satisfaction. Because we can't continue to just live our lives by default and just going wherever the wind blows. You will burn out. And that is a recipe for burnout. So the purpose of this exercise is really to help you identify where are the things that I'm doing that I can delegate that really don't bring me joy, that I'm really not happy in doing. Because when you find yourself doing a lot of those things, whether it's personally or professionally, you don't have the energy, the wherewithal, or the oomph to give to the things that you really love and enjoy. Then you find yourself not doing the things you love and enjoy because you're bogged down doing all of this other stuff. Does that make sense to you? Please just let me know. Say yes it makes sense. Or just put a yes in the comments if it makes sense to you. I find that this exercise with my clients is very eye-opening because sometimes they don't realize, oh my goodness, I've been doing all of these things and I just really don't want to do them. And then we go into, well, what is it about it that you don't necessarily like? Is it something that you can delegate? 8 times out of 10, it's things that can be delegated to someone else, which now frees them up to do things, one, that they like, love to do, and things that will help increase their experience, build their experience, build their skill sets, all within their career. And they work with their managers on now getting the time to do those things. I cannot tell you how many women come to me and say, oh, I don't have the time, I don't have the time. Well, let's look at what you're doing and let's look at how you feel when you're doing it. So I'm that coach that's, we're going to talk about feelings, and I'm going to get in your face talking about feelings, because until you identify and really sit with that stuff, it's going to keep coming back and you're going to revert back to the same old thing. And I wrote down here some notes that you have 3 options when when it's time to make a decision. So this topic is satisfaction, fulfillment, and change. When do you make a change and how do you make a change? And do you make a change? You have 3 options. So now that you are aware, you now have the responsibility to do something. You have 3 options in doing things. And in my project management world, we used to do this all the time when we're talking to sponsors or stakeholders. You have 3 options. And the 3 options are make a change, continue doing what you're doing, or do nothing. That's it. There's nothing else. You either make a change, then you decide what that change is. You do nothing, literally don't do anything, or continue doing what you have been doing. And when you continue doing what you have been doing, it typically is not yielding you the results that you want. When you do nothing, you're not going to get any result, good or bad. So what are you left with? Make a change, right? What does that change look like for you? So in some of the things that you have on your list, the change may be to delegate. The change may be, you know what? That's something that I don't even need to do. You can cross that off your list. Why am I doing that? I don't need to do it. No one needs to do it. It just doesn't need to get done, right? Or how can I replace that with something else? So if we're talking about career, profession, responsibilities that you have, tasks that you do, it may be something that's so inefficient and now you've identified, you know what, there's a more efficient way to do this. And in this efficient way of doing this, now I'm a little bit happier. It brings out the happy. Does that make sense to you guys? You know, because if it's bringing out the happy, you're more prone to wanting to do it, and work isn't so hard and dreadful. So that's what this exercise is about. It's very simplistic. It is extremely simplistic. All it is to put on paper, black and white, what am I doing? What emotions do I want to feel? Am I doing anything that satisfies these emotions? If I'm not doing anything that satisfies these emotions, everything that you're doing is work. And work has a negative connotation, right? Everything that you're doing is that. And now, if we want to shift and talk about decision-making, these are decision-making tools as well. What are the things that I'm doing that I don't want to do because they don't feel good in doing? You know, this helps to empower you in making better decisions, because now your decisions are coming from a place of trust in yourself, in a place of going with your gut. So you can take this to so many different levels, where by you're writing out, okay, what is it that I want to elicit? What are the feelings and the emotions? What are the, you know, the, how fulfilled do I want to be? And so when you're making life decisions, how fulfilled and satisfied do I want to be? Is it time for me to now go? Let's strictly talk about career. Is it time for me to go? How do you know it's time for you to go? Well, how are you feeling? Take money off the table. Take loyalty off the table. Take tenure off the table. Take all of that off the table. The most important thing is your feelings. Everyone should be selfish with their feelings. And I will challenge anyone who says they should not be selfish in a good way. Because if you cannot be your best, you're no good to anyone else. You will show up like shit to everyone. It's true. So what are the feelings that you want to feel? And if you're saying, oh, this is so female and feminine and we don't want to talk about feelings, this is not an exercise that you're doing in a room full of people and your boss and management. This is an exercise that you're literally doing on your own, because it's about you getting in touch with how you want to feel, what you want to feel, what brings you joy. Why live a life that does not bring you joy? Those are the times when you, I hate work. Nothing is satisfying. That was me a month ago, and it wasn't about working with clients. It was just something totally different. But it was in the things that I was doing. It was in the things that I put on myself. And I said, guess what, girl? You don't need to be doing that. Let's delegate some of this to those three people, children, grown kids, that are in the house. Delegate some of that. Delegate to this person. Delegate to that person. I'm on a hunt right now looking for another assistant. Because there are things on this list, and actually on my other list, I should not be doing, because I am wasting my talent in the minutiae of business when I love to just teach and coach, and that's it. That's all I want to do, period. I don't want to do all this other stuff. When you see the posts, yeah, they're great. Do I want to do them? Nope. Don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. So I know for me, doing certain things, that's not what I want to do. And so yes, Kelsey, I will delegate. And you know, people sometimes, even in your personal life, let's say you're cutting the grass or whatever, you want to do yard work and it's just, it gets to the point where I don't want to do this, or housework gets to the point where I don't want to do this. The fighting for limitations sometimes is, oh, I can't afford it. Here's the thing though, what is it costing you? What is it literally costing you to spend the time to do the things that you don't want to do? Now let's talk personal. What is it costing you to spend the time doing the things that you don't want to do when you could be doing things that you love to do? Professional, what is it costing you doing the things that you don't want to do when you could be spending that time doing things that will enhance your career and enhance you as a person? It literally is costing you something, whether it's money, energy, health, it's costing something, you know, mental awareness, frustration, mood, it's costing something. So delegation is key. Delegation is key. So I definitely would recommend doing this exercise. It's really easy, really simple to do. It's about finding satisfaction, a very simplistic way to do it. Like I said at the very beginning, it is not, there's no scientific thing behind it. None of that. I like to keep things really simple. I am not one of those who's like, let me justify my fee. No, you know, let me justify the reason why I'm here. I've seen many consultants do that. The proof is in the results that you get by keeping it simple. I don't throw out all of these statistics all over the place. It means nothing to you. What can you take in your life that impacts you today, and what can you do? This is one of them. I truly believe in doing this. And this is actually a snapshot in time. It's a snapshot in time. You could do it again next month. And just to keep yourself on track, am I doing things that I really love to do? You know, also, you know, I'm big on, as I'm doing all this other stuff. those other things must now, I must get those things off my plate. I must delegate those things. That's what this helps to do. And some of you may be thinking, oh, you already have it in your head. You know, when you write it out, it's a little different. And writing out the feelings and the emotion part of it is much more beneficial because we don't sit in our emotion. We don't connect to those feelings. And when you connect to those feelings and those emotions that you have, decision-making becomes easier. Why? Because a lot of these are your values. You know, decision-making becomes easier because now you're thinking, what value does this align to? That's how you make decisions. And that's something that I will be talking about in just a second. But that's how you make decisions. Does it align to my values? Life decisions. We tend to overcomplicate everything in our lives. Why? Because of our moms, because of our dads, because of society, because of this, because of that person, because of statistics, because whatever. And we will argue for our limitations. But when you just really, really, really just sit with yourself and think about what makes me happy, give yourself the permission because you are supposed to be happy. You are supposed to feel loved. You're supposed to feel joy. You're supposed to have ease. Doesn't have to be a struggle and I'm struggling and then I get on the other side and voila, now it's worth it. I'm worth it because I went through that struggle. We do it to ourselves. I know I did it to myself and I've come out on the other side. It's like, is it heavy? Yeah, let me put that down. I don't want to carry anything that's heavy. Mm-mm, don't need to. You know, so let's really look at our emotions, embrace our emotion. Emotions are not negative. Being emotion full or filled is a good thing. Being, you know, having feelings is a good thing. Do not let anyone tell you you're too emotional. When they say that, say thank you. Say thank you. You're in touch and you should be in touch because when you're in touch in that way, it helps you make better decisions. It really does because that aligns to values. Those emotions will align to your values. Those emotions come from within you and how you now show up and interact with the world around you. So those are things that you have to think about when you're making decisions on what you're doing, what you're not going to do, what's best for you, what's not best for you, and when to leave a position, when to go to the next level, when to have the conversation with your manager. All of those things go right back to how do I feel about this and having that gut feeling. You know, a lot of successful people go with their gut and folks are like, well, how did that happen? They don't know. They don't, you know, can't explain it, but they trust themselves. They've built trust with themselves and they go with their gut. And it's easy to do by doing small things. Just sit back and listen. And what that first instinct is for you typically is the instinct to go with. So writing out your emotions, and there's no right or wrong way to do it. No one has to read it. Writing out your emotions, writing out those feelings. What do I want to feel? And it's almost like intentions. And what activities am I doing that support this? What activities am I doing that don't support this? Can I give those to someone else? And that's really, really what it boils down to. Let me take a look at my notes and see if I left anything out. No, I didn't. I think I talked about it all because this is something that I do regularly. Clients love it and hate it. And ultimately love it because it takes them. I do, when I work with my clients with this, it's on such a deeper level for those who are at that point where this is an activity that they need to do. It's on such a deeper level and there's a lot of vulnerability with it and a lot of eye-opening things that they're doing that they realize they need to quit. You know, so, and this is just a part of a bigger thing to help them make decisions. And the decision that I talk about for them in their careers is, which way do you want to go? Right? Which way do you want to go? And this is one of the building blocks in getting them to making a decision and a choice, lining up, where do I want to be? What do I want? So hopefully that made sense to you guys. I just wanted to bring that in and give you guys some of how I coach, what my process is. It is so much more than resumes. That is such a tiny, tiny, tiny piece. But all of this actually builds on that. You have to have all of that in order to get to the tactical, those tools, and now getting out there and now presenting yourself and showing your value. You have to know what it is you want. Got to know what you want to feel. And even with this exercise, you can write down all of the emotions that you want. How do I want to feel in my next job? What do I want to get from my next job? And look at the position you're in. Are you getting any of those things? That's something to think about. Are you getting any of those things? You know, does it align for you? If it doesn't align for you, now it's time for you to make some decisions. Not saying jump ship, but it's time for you to make decisions, because those decisions may be, now do I need to have a conversation with my manager to get different responsibilities, to work towards a promotion or a raise? Does this company on a whole align with my vision, my values, the feelings that I want to feel? Do they align? If they don't, you cannot complain. If you've taken the position knowing that they really don't meet that criteria, and I'm not talking about salary and benefits, that's one piece, but one of the more important pieces after everything that we've been through, you have to look at what's important to you. And if those needs are not met, you're not going to be happy in that position. You're not going to be happy, and it's going to be a hamster wheel. And then you're going to come to me and say, you feel stuck. No, you don't feel stuck. You didn't look at your values. You did not align to the values that you have, that you know you have, because you're looking at the shiny object. The shiny object may be salary. You know, it may be location. It may be the fact that you can work remote, but they don't align to more than half of what you really, really want, or your top three things. It should match up with your top three, bottom, you know, no questions asked. It should align to those top three things that you have for yourself. If they don't, now you take the responsibility for what comes after that. Right? So it really is all about doing the work. And so when I get the DMs and the questions on what I should do, I'm not getting the interviews, or I'm getting the interviews and I'm not getting the jobs, or not getting the offers, or I don't know which position to go after. It's not a quick and dirty, here's what you do, a cookie cutter answer. You're never going to find that from me. You're never going to get that from me. I will be asking you tons of questions. And as my clients know, our first meeting is an intake session, which is extremely intensive. They do work before the intake session, bring that to the intake session, and it's an intense process. Because I do a disservice if I say, okay, let's work on your resume. This is how you interview, be done. Mm-mm. Because you'll be right back to me or to someone else, or you get into that position and you'll hate it. You take you wherever you go. And if you're unhappy, 8 times out of 10, it's something in you that's not satisfied. And so my work is to help you identify what that is and help to heal that, so that now you're in a better place to make better decisions for you. So I hope that makes sense. It makes sense to me. If that made sense to you, please say yes in the comments. If that made sense to you, please say yes in the comments. So I just wanted to bring that to you guys today, because I think it's really important to really think about what it is we're doing, where we're going, and how we get there. Not necessarily how we get there, but the decisions that we make to align to the different places, that we want to go. So guys, with that, I would love to invite you. I am holding on July 18th. Let me make sure. I should have written it down. July 18th at 2:30, I am holding a workshop. Now, this is a workshop. It is an interactive workshop. You sign up for the workshop, you get a workbook. I want to say it's like 8 to 9 pages. Working with me, you're going to work, right? And so, because what happens is you will have these transformations. You will have a new point of view. For those people who feel stuck, they're only looking like this. I take you and I take those blinders off, and then now you're looking internally to the things that you haven't looked at because you don't want to look at. So we're doing a workshop. It's called The Bold Type, Leveling Up to the Bold Type. And that workshop is going to be about really looking at the foundation of you, your values, your needs, your wants, that foundation, and then how that aligns with where you want to go and how to get there based on your particular foundation, not mine, because we all have different, everyone's foundation is different. And so in that workshop, I'm explaining what foundation is, how you develop or uncover actually your foundation, because you get the workbook to uncover the foundation. And I highly recommend joining because it is interactive. You will have the opportunity live to talk to me about it. I want to and will be doing with one lucky person a mini coaching session on just that foundation and how you take that now and level up either to a new position externally or a new position doing a promotion internally to your internally to the company that you're working with. So that is on July 18th at 2:30. The link for Instagram is going to be in this, but the link is in my bio. Look for workshop. Once you press, click the link in the bio, look for workshop and sign up there. For Facebook, the link should be in here as well. Or if you go to events, the link is in the bio there, is in the events there. But it is jackiemitchellcc.com/workshop. So once you go there, you just register, save your space. I am going to keep it limited because it is a hands-on workshop. If you found this, what we talked about today, of interest and it resonates with you, please, please, please share it out to your friends, your colleagues, your coworkers, your good girlfriends, and invite them also to the workshop, those people who are looking for positions and having a hard time. This will help bring so much clarity around it. I am giving you guys so much that I do with my paying clients. I'm giving you this framework on what that looks like and the foundation, because that is what's missing, the foundation. When you want to know why I can't get this or why won't they that, the foundation is missing. And that foundation starts with you because you're not clear on it. And what that means, let me give you an example so that you can, it's not theoretical and it's out and just so nebulous. What that means, so someone comes to me and says, I want to work, I want a job in project management. I can't find a job in project management. Well, my first question is, what are you really looking for? I don't know. I just want to do something in project management. Okay, so what does your resume look like? When I look at the resume, I can't tell what it is that they even want to do. Honestly, it's all over the place because they're all over the place. They've not honed in on that messaging. And it's like a business. And I think I said this before. You have to have the know, like, and trust factor, right? first of all, you need to know yourself what it is you want. And so there's exercises in narrowing that down. This is just a small piece of that. Knowing your foundation, i.e. your wants and what is important to you, will help you to make a decision on the types of positions that you go for, how you level up, and how you have the conversations about those positions and how you align to those positions because of your past background, right? And so I just recently, one of my clients just recently finished up with me, and she came in as, she was unemployed, but came in as a manager, and she wasn't all over the place. She just was not sure if she should level up or stay in her comfort zone. And me being the program manager with the experience that I have, I looked at her resume and I was like, holy shit, this is somebody that I could have hired if I knew about her on one of the projects that I literally did a couple of years ago. As a subject matter expert or as a project manager or even a program manager under that program. There were several programs. And even looking at that, I said, she's even above that with her experience. And so when she came to me, she was a manager. And I slightly said, have you ever thought about going into, you know, now moving up to director level? So we're both in IT. I'm extremely familiar with that and the career paths. And she said, no, because I've never been a director. So I said, directors start somewhere. You know, the work that you have been doing, the experience that you have that. And in talking with her, she can rattle off all of the things that she did. But when it came to interviewing, she had a block. She had a block there. And that block came from so many different places. So what we did, we really dug deep and I challenged her, and her challenge came with the resume. And we do Zoom, and I'm gonna tell you what happened, because when I tell you this is not for everybody, this is not for everybody. But when you come out on the other side, you are singing my praises. We did a Zoom, and we do Zoom meetings, and she cursed me from here to Arizona. I'm in Florida. And I'm watching her, and I already knew why this was happening, because she was challenged to the point of really having to dig deep and find the words to create her value statement in the resume, because she wasn't happy with her resume. We were changing the resume. We were fixing the resume. We were positioning her to be seen as the leader that she is. But the resume that she had only had a fraction of what she did. And it wasn't presented in such a manner that anyone would read it and say, this woman is qualified to be at a director level with these qualifications and this expertise. So I was cursed. I was cursed, and I welcomed it, because I told her on day one, just like Iyanla Van Zandt said it, you are not going to like me, because you're not paying me thousands of dollars to be your friend and be your mom and say, yeah, that's okay. No, don't go for that. You're not ready for that. I've only told two people that they're not ready for something because they literally was not ready to have an interview for certain things. But not ready because of experience. It's just interview, you know, preparation. So I let her curse me out. I loved it because I saw in her the transformation at that time. So when she calmed down, I said, would you like to continue or would you like for us to do this tomorrow? She wanted to continue. Did the homework. She sent me the homework. It was exactly what was needed, because that block of I can't had to come out, and it had to come out for her in that manner. And that's fine. However you need to let it out, because I hold space for you. Everyone is different. That is fine, because I know on the other side of it, you will have exactly what you need. When we finished with that resume, She presented a resume, and immediately, I think within a couple of days, got calls back for director level roles. It's not for everybody. When I say we do the work, dive deep, and I get you uncomfortable so that you can break through those blocks that you have in your mind of, I can't, I can't, I can't. Yes, you can. You've been telling yourself you can't, because sometimes people have PTSD because other people told them that they couldn't. But when I see greatness and badassery and all of that, I'm pulling that out of you. I'm pulling that out of you. And that's what you need a coach for, to help you get to seeing who you really are and what you really can do. Because sometimes, and I say it all the time, you see this bottle of water? You cannot see the label from inside this glass, inside that bottle. I can see the label. Those are the women that I work with. Those are the women that I work with. They know what they want, but they're not sure how to navigate it. You know, they're sometimes still playing in the comfort zone. And it's like, no, sis, you can do these other things. I've seen it. I've been on that side where I've seen women who, and men who were less than qualified, but they were in those roles. There's no reason why you couldn't do it yourself. And so I help you bring that out. So all of that to say, I've been there. It is not pretty, but we get there. Every client doesn't have a meltdown. But however their breakthrough is what their breakthrough is. I hold space for it, because I know that I will challenge you to get to where you want to go, but I'm holding your hand at the same time. I'm not taking you out to the deep end, way out in the middle of the ocean and say, swim back. I'm at shore. Come on and swim back. No, I'm out there with you. You may not feel it, but I'm out there with you, helping you, guiding you, supporting you mainly to get to where you want to go and break through some of those challenges and things of the past. And it's like, oh, holy shit. I can do all of this. I've been putting that in the, and, you know, playing small and putting that in the background when it really should be in the forefront. What is the real issue? The real issue is not wanting to be seen. You know, everyone has a thing, and it's a lot of times I've identified what that thing is, and we work through that and we get them on the other side and they'll have the transformations. I can go so much with so many of my clients. I just did a closing session yesterday. It was amazing, the transformation, but I will save that for another day. I may actually have that gentleman come on and talk about it. That was probably one of the biggest transformations. And I'm one of those coaches where it's not all about the money. Oh, look at my client has made six figures and this. It's not even all about that. It's about the happiness. It's about the joy. It's about the fulfillment. Those things come, they're going to come. You know, it's really about you doing the work on you, because if you jump into fixing a resume, you will still have the same issue that you will take to every position and not have the tools to know how to speak up for yourself. You will not have the tools to know how to communicate your value in interviews. You'll not have the tools to know how to turn these interviews around and be, you know, have them be conversations where you're vetting them. Are you good enough for me, as opposed to am I good enough for you? Those types of things. We're changing all of that around. So I work with women. That's what we do. If this episode resonated with you and you'd like to learn more about implementing my framework, my unique framework for having a fulfilling career and life, download my free training with the link below this video. Plus, I'm sharing the exact workbook that my clients use to identify their own personal career values to help drive their decisions and the direction of their careers. You'll get that with the free training, so sign up today. See you on the inside.